I'm Tom Nelson, and I believe the work you do really, really matters. And my heart's desire is to encourage you with weekly wisdom for your workplace. And this wisdom is embedded in God's work story found in the Bible. It's a 4-chapter story that helps us reimagine our Monday workplace with a renewed sense of purpose and meaning and hopefulness. As humans, we are a forgetful bunch, aren't we? It's like forgetting where we left our keys. You ever had that? Or forgetting at the grocery store an essential ingredient for your dinner meal. Yet our forgetfulness can be much more serious. At times, forgetfulness can be, yes, perilous. Not long ago, I took my car to the mechanic. And when I drove home, I could hear this clunk, clunk, clunk sound. Only to have to turn around and head back. What happened was a skillful mechanic who, under time pressure, I'm sure of a very heavy workload, somehow forgotten to tighten a bolt on my brakes. Now, thankfully, his forgetfulness proved to be, well, an inconvenience for me. An irritation, yes, but not really a lot more. But in that moment, I was reminded how forgetfulness in our work can be perilous. So what would you say is the most important thing that you can forget at work? Maybe it's an important appointment. Maybe it's a crucial email. We've all had this moment of forgetting a top customer or client's name. And as unfortunate as those kinds of forgetting are, I believe there is something much more perilous. What is that? That is forgetting God in your Monday world of work. For many years, I have served as a pastor. And one of the great ironies of a pastoral calling, it's all too easy to talk about God a lot, or even study or write about God, and yet completely forget his reality and presence with you at work. In my heartfelt conversation with so many followers of Jesus, I know that's not only a peril of my pastoral calling, it is true in many of your vocations. And I suspect it is often true in your work. My friend Matt is a tenured member of the faculty at a local university. His years of research and teaching as a university administrator have given him the highest degree of expertise, especially in the field of human literacy. That's his expertise. And Matt finds his Sunday local church experience, as he would say it, life-giving to his Christian faith. And he aspires to live out his faith in an integral way in his Monday world. Matt longs to live out his own work story within the framing of God's bigger work story. And as Matt describes it to me, every morning when he arrives at his university office, well, a very secular culture greets him with differing values, lots of broken people, broken systems are the norm. And his workload is really heavy. There's a host of emails that he needs to give thoughtful responses and a full schedule of meetings. And Matt will transparently tell you that in any given day, he can easily forget what's most important, and that's God. He can forget to bring Jesus' wisdom into his decision-making and fail to see his fellow workers as image-bearers of God. Forgetting God in his Monday world, Matt can just focus on work outcomes. And in the process, as he says, miss the people along the way and not be fully present with them as a faithful Christian presence in his workplace. I like how Matt puts it. He says, on Sunday, I'm an enthusiastic theist. I know God is with me and there for me, but transparently, I can function more like a practical deist in my Monday world. Now, deism may not be a word you often use in your daily life, but let me just simply say deism is a worldview belief that well, there is a God somewhere that created all this. He or whatever it is pretty much indifferent, detached from the world, and lets the world sort of take care of itself. Now, even as a self-professing Christian, you can inhabit your workplace like a deist. Any of us can work as if God is absent, indifferent, and really irrelevant to us in our work. So let me ask you honestly, are you pretty much a Monday deist? Are you forgetting God on Monday? Well, the good news of that is you're not alone in this struggle. And one of the most prominent persons in the Old Testament seems to have struggled with forgetting God on Monday. So much so, God goes out of his way to get his undivided attention in his workplace. What was his name? His name was Moses. You probably heard of him. In Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, we read these words. Meanwhile, Moses was shepherding the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, priest of Midian. He led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire within a bush. And as Moses looked, he saw that the bush was on fire, but was not consumed. So Moses thought, I got to go over and look at this sight. Why isn't the bush burning up? And when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called out to him from the bush, Moses, Moses. Here I am, he answered. Don't come closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you're standing is holy ground. Now, if you know more of Moses' story, you know that he fled the palace of Egypt and found himself in a remote Midian wilderness. Now, if I were Moses, what I must have thought to myself was Midian was life's dead end. It was work's dead end. But we actually discover in his story, it was really a divine detour. On what must have been a very ordinary day at work, Moses is shepherding his father-in-law Jethro's sheep in the wilderness. And as a shepherd, Moses has to be attentive to many things, but something takes his eyes off the sheep to a burning bush. Now, Moses had seen many bushes in the wilderness, of course, and it wasn't unusual for a lightning bolt to ignite a fire and incinerate anything in its path. But something's different. What arrests Moses' attention is that this bush is not burning up. It just continues to burn and burn and burn. So can you imagine Moses' curiosity as he heads toward the burning bush for a closer look? Yet even a greater surprise awaits him. The bush was not only burning. Coming near, he hears someone call him by name. Moses, Moses. Now, as a child, when my mom or mum repeated my name, I knew it wasn't a good thing. You had that experience? I knew I was in trouble. But the repetition of Moses' name here, I think, better reflects a kind of attentive endearment. Moses is instructed to remove his sandals because of the ground where he is standing is holy. And in this encounter, God basically tells Moses, hey, Moses, it's time for a job change. I have another job for you to do, and that's leading God's people out of Egypt. Now, why God manifested himself in a burning bush, we simply do not know. But we can be confident that God's presence had been with Moses his entire life. Yet Moses seems to have been inattentive, forgetting God in his Monday workplace. And we must not miss, and do not miss, that it is Moses' workplace, not any other place, where God shows up in a big way. God manifested presence in an obscure workplace that seemed anything but holy, was holy indeed, made holy by God's very presence there. Now imagine with me, had God already been speaking to Moses as he was shepherding the sheep in the wilderness? That's my hunch. Was Moses simply not listening? It does seem like here, God goes out of his way to get Moses' attention in his workplace. So reimagine with me your Monday workplace. How might God's presence be there if you have the eyes to see it? In your workplace, it's probably not a literal burning bush. However, it may very well be a quiet whisper or a quiet nudge of wisdom, insight, or encouragement that seems to come out of nowhere. It may be the Holy Spirit's inward prompting to pray for a work colleague. It may be a word by a fellow worker that opens the door to a spiritual conversation. It may be a creative insight you need that comes to you just at the right moment to solve a work-related problem or meet the pressing need of a client or customer. And you know what? Sometimes that burning bush moment comes in the wake of an unwise work choice that we might make, or a work failure, or a glaring injustice or suffering of some kind in our workplace. It was the Oxford Don C.S. Lewis who reminded us how God often gets, but I would use, our burning bush attention in places of hardship and suffering. And Lewis says it this way, God whispers to us in our pleasures. He speaks in our conscience, but he shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. And let's not miss who is in that burning bush. In the New Testament, in John's Gospel, Jesus places himself in that burning bush. In John chapter 8, verse 58, Jesus says to them, "Truly, truly, I tell you, before Abraham was, I am." That is a direct connection to Yahweh, I am, the great I am, in the burning bush. God is there with you in your workplace. But are you forgetting him? Are you inattentive to the burning bushes in your places of work? Do you recognize that your work and workplace, though broken, is actually holy, sacred ground? And when you realize your workplace is holy ground, you know what? You become more attentive to God's presence there. Your workplace is holy. It's holy ground because God is with you. And because the work you do unto him for the good of others is a beautiful act of worship and a high calling. So here's the main thing I want you to take from our conversation today. I'm hopeful this can be wisdom you can tuck into your heart and mind for this week. God is very much with you, and he's there for you in your workplace. You only need eyes of faith to see it. The psalmist reminds us that there is no place we can be where God is not there. God is not only present where you are today, God is very attentive to you, yes, to you. The question is, are you attentive to him? How might you become more attentive to God's presence in your workplace today? I asked Professor Matt how he is becoming more attentive to the burning bushes of God's presence in his university workplace. And Matt made the point that he has adopted some daily liturgies. They are tangible, small daily practices that help him to remember God is with him in his workplace. Now, when you hear the word liturgy, you may think of something you do in your Sunday church service, and that is good and right. But liturgies are also regular practices we adopt and inhabit in our ordinary daily Monday lives. Did you know that the word liturgy actually comes from the idea of, quote, the work of the people? Don't you love that? At the start of his workday, Matt enters his office with a posture of prayer. He prays a blessing over his actual workspace and his day. He looks through his schedule and prays for each appointment or meeting. On just one small note, Matt writes down in a word or two names of people or projects or meetings or something he needs to keep in mind for that day. You know what? A couple times a day, during his work times, he takes a short break. He walks around the campus. And as he walks, he allows his body, his heart, and mind to step back from his task, to simply delight in God and to remember God's presence is with him. I like to think of Matt's workplace walk as a workplace liturgy of presence. How will you keep from forgetting God in your workplace? How will you become more attentive to God's presence in your Monday world? How will you become more discerning to the burning bushes in your workplace? Your practices that enhance your attentiveness to God's presence may be different than Matt. But today, would you write down a liturgical practice, one, start with one, that you're going to bring to your workplace every day? It might be a verse of scripture you write down and memorize, or some reminder you have in front of you, or a short prayer at the beginning of your day, or maybe you do take a short walk or something you do on your commute way home. What I would encourage you to put something in front of you or on your phone that simply says, remember God, remember God. We forget, all of us do. And that can be frustrating. It can be embarrassing, but it can be perilous. And most perilous to you in your workplace is forgetting God. A friend of mine has often encouraged me to remember God on Monday with these wise words: be where your feet are. Be where your feet are, for that's where God is. Your work is a high calling. Your workplace is holy ground. And in the midst of, yes, the mess, the mire, the brokenness, the frustrations, keep your eyes open for those burning bushes. I'd like to close this time with prayer. And as I conclude, I invite you to silently pray with me the Lord's Prayer. And let's remember together again, the Lord's Prayer was not given only to pray on Sunday. It's a centering prayer for you as you enter your Monday world at work and as you live more fully into God's work story. Gracious and merciful God, we confess that in the busyness of our day, We often forget not only that you exist, but that you are with us. So please help us to move from a distracted life to a more attentive life. Give us eyes of faith to see we live and work in a God-bathed world. Tune our hearts to hear your still small voice. Help us become more attentive to your presence with us. Emmanuel, you are God with us, the one who said he will never leave or forsake us. May we, in our places of calling, those places where we do our work, become more attentive to your presence with us, both in those burning bush moments and in your gentle whispers of encouragement, insight, guidance, and tender love. Jesus, our Savior, Master, Mentor, you taught us to pray, and we now pray with faith and expectancy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but do deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. May you sense in unmistakable ways the Lord's favor and his precious presence with you as you partner with him in the high calling of your workplace.